Now it's time for a quick round of this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let me know how you do. Play along at home fun on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky won yesterday. No surprises there then. Don't do that sign. Come on, enter is the spirit of it.
Well, you're kind
I'll
of
set my
blighted.
Metal detector on you.
What's he going to do? Beat me to death?
Yeah. Chappers is reversing. Right, here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know James Corden?
Yeah.
Off of Gavin and Stacey?
Uh-huh.
Well, not actually, off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's rarely off the TV, is he, at the moment? Actually, I may have lowered his profile.
You may have lowered
Why?
His profile.
Yesterday he came in upstairs and he was like, he is exactly the same, like, Mills Law, right, oh, hiya. And I gave him a massive hug and I was like, don't hug me because you might get ill. And so he might be ill now. Hi, James, if you're ill.
Right.
You might have the lurgy.
How does that lower his profile?
Well, because he won't be able to appear on as much television.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
You've already given it to Alad, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's very generous of you.
Yeah, no worries, Alad. Anyway, you know James
Corden's... He'll be very worried at lowering his profile.
You know James Corden's laugh?
Yes.
Couldn't it? He's got one of those laughs that's quite kind of high-pitched. Now, he was on with Edith Bowman yesterday on Radio 1 in the afternoon. But here's my question. During that interview, how many times did James Corden do his funny laugh? Becky...
Half an hour.
Yeah, for the whole interview.
25.
Chopper.
24.
Oh.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's James Corden with Edith yesterday laughing.
Confused sometimes.
Was that it? Is that it?
He must have laughed more than that.
No, just 5 times during the half hour interview.
Right.
I thought there would have been more than that. Oh well. Five. So, Chappers gets the point.
Come on.
I do like his laugh. But you notice, though, you can kind of switch it on and switch it off quite quickly.
Hey?
Listen.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
Does it?
Matt Horn.
He's on, and then he's off.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
Does it?
Matt Horn.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's almost like he's faking it. Next one. You know Kerry Katona?
Yeah.
She's in the news a lot lately, isn't she?
Yeah.
She split up with that bloke, Mark, whatever his name is,
Croft. I thought they got back together again.
I thought, I can't keep
up. Didn't she split up with him again? I don't know.
Who knows? On, off. I thought they're getting divorced, then she's back together. I don't know. But anyway, Chappers, you know, back on the market and all that. Would ya?
No.
Go on.
No.
She doesn't have a
Do
deep voice.
Do it for Kerry.
Or anything.
Do it for Kerry. What? No.
Okay. Let's see if anyone has a different opinion. We went onto the streets of Great Britain.
No, I disagree with you.
And we asked 9 people, now that Kerry Katona is available, would you? How many said yes?
No,
I disagree.
None, and if any do, they're wrong. So it's still none.
Okay, Becky.
4.
4 out of 9?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
So, we went onto the streets and asked people about Kerry Katona. She's back, but would you?
Would you date Kerry Katona now she's back on the market?
Nah, I don't think I would. Nah,
what
I don't think I could do
if
that.
If you got free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Oh, if there was free food?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think I could, even then.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
No.
What about if you got the mini chicken tikka bites? You can have those for free for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yes!
No!
She's, cute and she wears nice makeup.
What about if you got free chocolate orange profiteroles, so you can have those every day for the rest of your life? How would you feel about that?
Wow, I'll be over the top, I'll be over the moon there.
Who?
Kerry Katona.
Wouldn't have a clue who she is, I'm afraid. I just got to the country about 4 hours ago.
Now that Kerry Katona is back on the market,
yeah?
Would you date her?
No. No, I don't like her.
What about if you got free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Then maybe yes. Mini hot dogs.
Kerry Katona, now she's back on the market.
Definitely not.
Couldn't I even tempt you with a mini quiche or a prawn platter for the rest of your life? You could have sticky chicken skewers, mini pizzas.
What's in the prawn platter?
Absolutely not.
So I can even tempt you with a prawn platter?
Not today, I'm afraid.
If that the prawn rings with the Thousand Island dressing, then probably so.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
Probably, yeah, because she's a yummy mummy and she's quite sexy.
And is it an added bonus that you'd get free Iceland food for the rest of your life?
Yes, obviously, yeah. I'll let her feed me breaded cheese bites.
you'd let her feed you them? You?
Yeah, yeah. I'll let her spoon feed me mini black Boris Gatto as well.
Five people.
No, wait.
Yes!
No,
five
no,
people.
Chappers, you had that they all, required
apart
logic.
From one, apart from one, they all said no until they were offered free food.
Yeah, but that would come automatically
no,
if you went out with Kerry.
Of course it would.
Of course it would.
Why?
Kerry Katona, Iceland.
They might not use her for the rest of your life.
Well, let's say that they do and you get some Forest Gattos the rest of your
so
life.
So what an astonishing knowledge Gemma has of the, of the food on offer at Iceland.
She knows it all. It's amazing.
I'll let her feed me breaded cheese bites. I'll let her spoon feed me mini black Boris Gatto as well.
Is that doing it for you, anybody?
Stop it.
I like the breaded cheese bites.
Oh, yeah. I like this guy.
Now that Kerry Katona's back on the market, would you date her?
No.
Also, there was somebody in there, who described her as having lovely makeup.
No, I think it was that she had to wear nice makeup or something.
Oh.
Not that she has already.
That's what you said. Said she had lovely makeup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was pretty.
What men know
makeup.
Is makeup?
Anyway, let's call it a draw on today's.
Well,
oh,
no,
oh,
no. Let's call it a win, because to me, because you kind of changed.
Okay, we can win then.
Don't give it to him.
Oh God!
I win. Brilliant.
Right, yeah, you win.
Shove a cheesy bite in his mouth. And
get
tell
one
him
of
to
these mini Black Forest Gattos in.
God, who's getting in my mouth?
5:45. Here's Tulip Mazumdar.
Digital FM online. This is Radio 1.